بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 12th session, and today, inshallah, we're going to try to do exercise number 6. We talked about it a little bit before the salat, and also it was assigned for homework to reread the key and to preview the dialogue in the beginning of the lesson and start looking at the exercises. Okay, so, I mean, before we actually start reading the dialogue, if there's any specific, particular question related to lesson number 6, and it's something that you read in the key, or as you attempted to read the lesson, if there was something particular that is not clear to you, we can address it now. Otherwise, we're going to start reading the dialogue, and then we'll do the exercise now. The number, the adad, and the ma'adud. Naam. You said, can we do what? Okay. Okay. The brother is asking about the compound numbers, the adad al murakkaba. Okay, we said that the adad al murakkaba, they are mabniun ala fatta. That's the general rule, okay? You can look back in the key. Right? You can look back in the key. And you see in the key, English key, on page 19, in the back of the book, it says the numbers 11 to 12 with the feminine ma'adud. In lesson 3 we had masculine ma'adud. We've already learnt these numbers with the masculine ma'adud in lesson 3. Rules pertaining to these numbers with the feminine ma'adud have also been mentioned there. And the rules are the same. It's just that if the ma'adud is feminine, then the first part of the compound number from 13 to 19 is going to be opposite. It's going to be masculine. As opposed to if the ma'adud is masculine, the first part of the compound number from 13 to 19 is going to be feminine. It's going to be the opposite, okay? But the rules are really the same, exactly the same, no difference between them. Okay, to summarize, 11 and 12, with the numbers 11 and 12, both parts of the number agree with the ma'adud. So you have, for example, if the ma'adud is masculine, you have ahada ashara taliban. Alright, so ahad and ashara are both masculine numbers, with a masculine ma'adud, taliban. Same thing with 12. Ithna ashara taliban. Ithna is masculine, ashara is masculine, ma'adud is masculine. So with 11 and 12, both parts of the number is going to be in agreement with the ma'adud. Masculine, masculine, feminine, feminine. Okay, if it was feminine ma'adud, like talibatan, then both parts of the number are going to be feminine. Ihda is the feminine of ahad. So you have ihda ashrata. Both parts of the number are feminine because the ma'adud is feminine. And same thing with 12. Ithnata. Okay, ithnata is the feminine of ithna. Ithnata. Ithnata. Ashrata. Feminine. Both parts of the number are feminine. Ma'adud, talibatan, feminine. Okay? Okay, so that's the main rule. That 11 and 12, both parts of the number are in agreement with the ma'adud. As far as 13 to 19, in these numbers, the second part agrees with the ma'adud and the first part does not. You got that? Okay. Well, we just want to make it clear so that... Okay. 13 to 19, the numbers, the second part agrees with the ma'adud and the first part does not. Meaning the first part of the number, if the ma'adud is feminine, the first part of the number should be masculine. Okay, that's for 13 to 19. And the second part would be in agreement with the ma'adud. So you have opposite and then agreeable. Okay, it will be ax and then it will be muwafaq. It will be ax, meaning opposite of the ma'adud. Thalathata, feminine. Ashara, masculine. Ma'adud, masculine. Taliban. And the opposite, if it was talibatan, feminine. If the ma'adud is feminine, the first part of the number should be masculine. Thalatha, not thalathata. Thalatha, masculine. Ashrata, feminine. With the ma'adud, feminine. Talibatan. Okay. The thing here, now, that if these rules are clear to us, then the thing that is, may not, you know, we may not be clear on, and that is the number 12. We said that the first part of the number and the second part of these numbers from 11 to 19 are mabniyun ala fatta. They always take fatta. But with the number 12, the first part is not mabniyun. It can change. It's ma'arab. Okay, so instead of the number 12, the first part of the number, ithna ashara, ithna ashara, instead of it always remaining ithna ashara, mabniyun ala fatta, no, it can change. If it's marfoon, it will be ithna masculine, ithnata feminine. But if it's majroor, after a preposition, or mansoob, the object of a verb, the mafoolun bi, it's going to change from ithna ashara to ithnay ashara. Instead of fatta alif, it's going to be fatta ya. Ithnay ashara. Fi ithnay ashara. Ala ithnay ashara. Min ithnay ashara. Because it's majroor. And if it's mansoob, the same thing. If it's mansoob, it's going to also be ithnay. So instead of saying ithna ra'aytu ithna ashara, you're going to say ra'aytu ithnay. Maf'ulun bi is going to be mansoob, it's going to be ithnay. Ithnay ashara. Okay? If it's feminine, ithnatay ashara. Instead of ithnata, it's going to be ithnatay. Ithna, ithnay. Ithnata, ithnatay. That's it. I mean, yeah. For example, if you have Naam? Okay, let's say you have ithna, right? Ithna ashara. For example, it's marfoon. So you say, for example, indi. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Indi ithna ashara rialin. I'm sorry, yeah. Rial. Ithna ashara rialin. Indi, okay? Here, this particular part of the word is the part that may change. Okay, but when it's marfoon, in this case, it's marfoon. So because it's marfoon, it remains the same. But if it was mansoob, right? If you said, ishtereitu, or ishtereituhu, yani you're referring back to something that you purchased, right? You say, ishtereituhu, B, here, ithna is going to change, okay? Ithna ashara rialin. That's what it should be, you would think. But because this is not mabniyun, after it's following a preposition, instead of it being ithna, it's going to change, because now it's majroor, right? So when is majroor, it's going to change to ithnay ashara rialin. Because why? Because it's majroor, harf jar. So change from ithna to ithnay. If it was mabniyun, it wouldn't change. It doesn't matter if you say bi ithna, or fi ithna, or indi ithna. It would always be the same. Because mabniyun doesn't change because of preposition or verb or anything else. But here, because this is not mabniyun, this part of the number, this part remains the same. It doesn't matter, it won't change. But this part will change. So where, when you have a preposition making it majroor, then it will become ithnay. Okay, because what? It's majroor. And the same thing will happen in the case if it's mansoob. It changes to the same to ithnay ashara, like you say. For example, ra'aytu. Ra'aytu ithna, it's going to change, right? Ashara taliban, I saw 12 students. Here,
Ra'a is the fa'il. The damir tu is the fa'il. And ithnay here is the maf'ulun bi mansub. Mansubun. It's mansub, why? Because it's the maf'ulun bi. So it has to change. It's not mabniun. So change from ithna to ithnay. Ithnay ashara taliban. Ra'aytu ithnay ashara taliban. So originally this number, what is ithna? When it's marfoon. But when it's majroor or mansub, it's going to change from ithna to ithnay. That's if it's masculine. If it's feminine number, it's going to change from ithnata, the feminine number, right? Here will be ithnata. Ithnata. Ithnata, right? Ashrata. Ithnata ashrata, right? That's if it's, you say indi, okay, it will be marfoon. But if it became mansub, then ithnata would become from ithnata would change to ithnatay. Okay, the aleph here turned to what? Ya. And the same thing here. The aleph in ithnata changed to ya. If it's marfoon or if it's mansubun. No. No. Yeah, if it's mansub and majroor, it's written the same way. Right. The number. Both cases, majroor and mansub, have the same endings.
Right.
They have the same endings.
Yeah, yeah. So that, you would think, well, for me, I was thinking, because of majroor, you think you're going to get a kesser under that.
Okay, this is a different rule that we didn't talk about before, okay? Okay, you know, this is not really the point to discuss this point. This is not really the place to discuss this point right now. But we have said in the past, when a noun is marfoon, the sign that it's marfoon is dhamma, right?
Right.
And when it's mansub, the sign that it's mansub is fatta.
Right.
And when it's majroor, the sign that it's majroor is kasra, right? These are the primary signs for the case endings of words, primary signs. But there are secondary signs. There are different signs that indicate a noun being marfoon or majroor or mansub when they are dual or plural. Then it's different. These are only for singular words. When they're mufrad, walikasalam. But if they're dual or if they're plural, the sign of it being mansub and majroor and marfoon is not dhamma, fatha, and kasra. It's different signs altogether. Okay, that's why you have a different sign here. When it's marfoon, you have fatha alif. Ithna.
Right.
Okay, because that is short for ithnan. Ithnan. Baytan. Zawjatan. Imaman. Kitaban. That's dual. So this is a dual number. Okay, this is dual. So it's a different sign altogether. This is marfoon. It's marfoon, but you don't see any dhamma there, right?
Right.
Because it's a dual word. Okay? So the duals and the plurals have different signs to indicate that it's marfoon. Okay? So the dual words, if it's dual, you say kitaban. Huh? Baytan. Okay, that's if it's marfoon. But if it's majroor or mansub, you say baytain. You say baytain. And that's what you have here. Ithnain, ithnan, ithnain. But the noon is deleted from ithnan, and the noon is deleted from ithnain, because it's connected in murakkab with the other number. Okay? But originally it's ithnan and ithnatan.
Right, right.
It's baytan and zawjatan. Sayaratan. Okay? If you take off the noon, you have sayarata. Sayaratay. If it's marfoon, you say sayarata. If it's mansub or majroor, you say sayaratay. Sayaratain. Sayaratan, sayaratain. Alright, so this is a different matter altogether, which this is not really part of the lesson. It's not connected to this at this point. It'll come later when we start dealing with duals.
Yeah.
But that's going to be far from now, okay?
Yeah.
So the reason why this changed from ithna to ithne is because the sign that is marfoon is not dhamma. And the sign that is majroor is not kesra, or mansub is not fatta. And majroor kesra, rather, because these are dual words. Muthanna
endings are different when they're marfoon and mansubun and majroor. Okay, this is a different lesson altogether. Alright. Naam. Any question about the lesson? When you reviewed it, when you read the key, when you read the dialogue, when you looked at the exercises. Any question before we get started? Okay, we already did the key before, and we reviewed a couple of points from it before the Salah. And what we want to do right now is read the dialogue, and then start doing the exercises. We're going to try to do some of the exercises today as much as we can. But in the dialogue, as we read the dialogue, maybe if you have a question about the grammatical points, when you see it in the dialogue, you can ask about it. If something's not clear, then ask about it, okay? As we go through the dialogue. Alright, let's read the dialogue in the Arabic part of the book, page 36. Page 36. Lesson 6. This is our 12th session, and we're on lesson 6. It looks like we've taken 2 weeks for each lesson. Anyway, we're not in a race, but we would like to finish. So, if we study a lot more, we will be able to move more quickly and finish more quickly. Otherwise, and what's important is that we comprehend. So, it doesn't matter so much how fast we move, but we do want to finish. We would like to finish at some point. Okay? Okay, let's read the dialogue. On page 36, I'm going to ask you questions as we go through this, especially about things that we already studied in the past. So when you're reading, pay attention to the grammar, pay attention to the vocabulary, and especially to the new grammatical points. Okay? Ad-darsu as-sadisu. Ad-darsu as-sadisu means what? The sixth lesson. Because as-sadis is a sifa, is a not describing the dars. What kind of dars? The sixth dars. It's a not. It's describing a dars. And the not always comes after the man'ut, right? And has to agree with it. Alif lam, tanween, tanween, dhamma, dhamma, kasra, kasra, masculine, feminine, feminine. And number, if it's singular or dual or plural, right? And those four things. So this is a sifa. It's describing what kind of dars? The sixth dars. A darsu or sadisu. Tayyib, al-um says, Mata raja'ata min al-madrasati ya bunayya. What does this mean? Mata raja'ata min al-madrasati ya bunayya.
When? When did you come from the school?
Okay, when did you come or when did you return from the school, oh my dear son? Huh? Bunayya is the endearment form for ibni, bunayya. It means when you're speaking to someone, this is a term of endearment that you love, dear to you. Bunayya, ya bunayya. Naam. It's also ism tasghir, could be used for something that's small, like a jabal. A small jabal is called Jubail. Okay? So it's also used for tasghir. Naam. Surah Luqman. Naam. Ya Bunayya. Naam. Tayyib. So she said, when did you return from the school, Ya Bunayya? Saeed, he says, that's her son, he says, Raja'atu qabla nisfi sa'atin. Raja'atu qabla nisfi sa'atin. What does that mean? I returned before half an hour. Or half an hour ago. I returned literally before nisf sa'atin, half of an hour. Okay? Type nisfi. Nisfi. Naam? Nisfi. Why is nisfi taking kasra? Why is it majroor? Why is nisfi taking kasra? Why is it majroor?
Because
of qabl. Qablu and ba'adu. Qabla and ba'ada. Okay, what comes after it? Will be majroor. Raja'atu qabla nisfi sa'atin. Okay, sa'atin, why is it majroor? Why is sa'atin majroor? It's a sifa? It's a sifa describing nisf?
No.
It's mudafun ilay.
Naam.
Half of an hour. Half of an hour. Mudafun ilay. Qabla, half of an hour. طيب الأم أين أختك مريم يعني she's asking سعيد أين أختك مريم where is your sister مريم أما رجعت what does that mean أما رجعت did you not see her أما رجعت
Raja'a means what? Raja'at means what? She returned, right? Amma raja'at, what does that mean? Did she not return? Did she not return? Has she not returned? Now remember, did she not return? He said, Saeed, la adri. La adri. What does that mean?
I do not know.
La adri. I don't know. Ana ma ra'aytuha. Ana ma ra'aytuha. What? I did not see her. Ma is used, right? And nafi is used for negation with past tense verbs. That's the basic rule. There's exceptions, but that's the basic rule. Ma is used for past tense verbs, and la is used for present tense verbs. Okay, ma is used with the madi, and la is used with the mudari, present tense verb. That's why he said la adri. That's present tense. Ma ra'aytu, that's past tense. Ra'aytu is past tense. Adri is present tense. Dara yadri, adri, la adri. Ana ma ra'aytuha. Okay, ha here is referring to what? Sister. And what is the grammatical position of ha? Is it the fi'l, the fa'il, or the maf'ulun bi? Maf'ulun bi. And where's the fa'il? Two. Representing the mutakallim. Ana. Naam. Jayid. So ra'a is the fa'il. Two is the damir. Two is the fa'il. And ha is the maf'ulun bi. Taib al-um says, ماذا قرأت اليوم? ماذا قرأت اليوم? What does that mean? What did you read today? The first word in the next sentence, how do you read that word? قرأتُ. Now, ماذا قرأت? أنت? أنا قرأت. قرأت اليوم درسا جديدا في الفقه. Okay, جديدا. What is the grammatical position of the إعراب of جديد? Not. Naam. It's describing the man'ut darsan. Qara'tu al-yawma darsan jadeedan. Darsan. What is the grammatical position of dars? Is it the fi'l, fa'il, or maf'ulun bi? Or is it the mubtada or the khabar? Or is it mudafun ilayh? قرأت اليوم درسا جديدا في الفقه. مبتدا. مبتدا is in a jumla ismiya. A jumla ismiya always begins with a noun. Does this sentence begin with a noun? If it doesn't begin with a noun, it can't be any مبتدا or خبر. خلاص. This is a verbal sense. Jumla فعلية. قرأت اليوم درسا جديدا. In a jumla فعلية, you have a فعل, your فعل, and a مفعول به. Or just a fi'l and a fa'il. But in this case we have a fi'l, a fa'il, and a maf'ul bi. Tell me, where's the fi'l? What's qara? What's the fa'il? Tu and ana qara'tu. Naam.
And the dars is the
maf'ul bi. What was read? What did the action of reading happen to? The dars. Qara'tu al-yawma darsan jadeedan is a na'at. Fi al-fiqhi jaa wal majroor. يوم is مفعول فيه, not به, فيه. مفعول فيه indicates the time or place when something happens. Okay, in this case, it's مفعول فيه ظرف الزمان. A ظرف that indicates time, as opposed to ظرف المكان that indicates place. Here's ظرف الزمان, اليوم. And the مفعول فيه, like maf'ulun bihi, is always mansoob. Unless it's mabniyun. Unless it is mabniyun. Some words are mabniyun. Okay, this is not mabniyun, but rather it's maf'ulun fihi mansoob. Wa alamatu nasbihi fatha. Al-yawma. Naam. Maf'ulun fihi, indicating the time when the reading took place. Qara'tu al-yawma darasan jadeedan fil faqi. Taib al-um. Afahimtahu? Afahimtahu? What does that mean? Did you understand it? Anta? Afahimta anta? Afahimtahu? Sayyid, naam. Fahimtuhu. جيدة. نعم فهمته جيدة. Could he have just said نعم أفهمته؟ Could he just said نعم؟ نعم, he could say نعم, but we want complete sentences, right? So usually the complete sentence comes from the question. أفهمته؟ نعم فهمته. أفهمته؟ نعم فهمته. Did you understand it? Yes, I understood it. جيدة. What does جيدة mean? Well, very well. I understood it well. أما قرأت القرآن اليوم؟ أما قرأت القرآن اليوم؟ What does it mean? Have you not read the Quran today? Negative question, right? So either he's going to say, نعم, I did not read the Quran today. Or he's going to say, Bella, I did read the Quran today. Okay? If he was to agree with that statement, that negative statement, he would say, Naam, Naam, I didn't read today. But if he doesn't agree with it, he won't say Naam. He would say, Bella, rather, I did read the Quran today. Okay, negative question, you're either in agreement with it, you say Naam. You're not in agreement with it, you say Bella. Okay, he said, Bala, قرأت, I did read, سورة الرحمن, مضاف, مضاف إلي, وحفظتها, and I memorized what? It, referring back to? سورة. ففرح بي المدرس كثيرا. ففرح بي. What does بي mean? Be with? يا is أنا. With me. So he was pleased, happy with me. Who was? Al-Mudarrisu. So Fariha is the fa'il and Al-Mudarrisu is the fa'il. And where's the maf'ul in B? Don't be deceived. Don't jump off the boat. Where's the maf'ul in B? So what would it be? Fariha Biya. But here, the ana, right, is intercepted from being the maf'ul bi by harf jar, b. So whenever you have a harf jar coming in between what would be the maf'ul bi and the fa'il and the fa'il, then we don't say it's the maf'ul bi, right? We say it is? No, not mabnil. We say jaw al majhoor. We say it could be the maf'ul غير الصريح. Maf'ul bi غير الصريح. Indirect object. That's not direct. Because something interceding between the action and the doer of the action and the one that it happened to. There's a preposition there. There's a preposition there. So biya is the indirect object. Maf'ul bi غير الصريح. Sarih means clear. Clear. Something clear. It's not clear. Because indirect. It's something intervening in between the fa'il and fa'il and the maf'ul bi. Naam. Fa means so, like yani as a result. Fa as-sababiyya means the sabab, the reason why. Fa fariha biya, so he was pleased with me. Fa here, he was pleased with me because of what? Because I have read Surah Al-Rahman and I memorized it. So as a result of that, fa means as a result of that, he therefore was pleased with me. Like if a person says, I worked all day from Fajr until Isha, and as a result of that, I'm tired. So you say, fa ta'ibtu. Therefore, as a result of working all day, I became tired. Became tired, okay? As a result of that. So it's showing a connection between what was stated before and what came after as a result of what was before. Okay? And actually, this is not really explained in this lesson. It just says it means so, but the grammatical text, context of it will be explained later, inshallah. فَفَرِحَ بِيَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الْمُدَرِّسُ كَثِيرًا وَقَالَ. Who قَالَ? Who's he though? Mudarris. Farih biya al-mudarris kathiran wa qala, and he said, innaka ahsanu talibin fil fasli. Meaning, Verily, you are the best student in the class. Naam. Ahsanu talibin. Ahsanu is what? Not the meaning of it, grammatically. Ism tafdeel. Ahsanu. Af'alu. And whatever comes, whatever is followed by a noun without min, then it means what? Means the superlative form, the best, the biggest, the greatest, like so. But if it has ahsanu min, that's the comparative form, meaning comparing this to that. But without min, it means superlative form. Ism tafdil means the best, the greatest, the most, the highest, okay? It's not comparative, it's superlative, the highest form. Tayyib al-Umm says, MashaAllah. زادك الله علما يا بني ما شاء الله زادك الله علما يا بني. Okay, let's look at زادك الله. Where's the فعل الفاعل المفعول به؟ زادك الله علما يا بني. Where's the فعل؟ زاد. What does that mean؟ زاد. زاد يزيد to increase. زادك الله علما. Okay, where's the فاعل؟ كاف. And where's the مفعول به? So, أنت, you increased Allah in knowledge? Now you see the importance of knowing the difference between فعل الفاعل and مفعول به? We just got finished saying that the فاعل is كاف. That أنت, you're the one who increased, and Allah is the مفعول به. You increased Allah in what? In knowledge. Is that possible? Impossible. مستحيل. How can you increase Allah in knowledge? Rather, Allah increase you in knowledge.
She asking dua for increase the boy in knowledge.
No. She's saying, may Allah increase you in knowledge. Not you increase Allah. Allah increase you. Okay? Here, the order of the fi'l, fa'l, and maf'ul and be is changed. Normally we say what? The fi'l comes first, then the fa'l, and then the maf'ul and be. But we said not all the time, right? So here the fi'l came first, and then the maf'ul and be came before the fa'l. Okay? So when the maf'ul bi is a damir, and the fa'il is a ism zahir, the maf'ul bi is going to come first. But if the fa'il is a damir, it will be connected directly to the verb, and then the maf'ul bi will be connected to it, after it. It will be in its normal order. Now, what we're saying here, what, is that because the maf'ul bi is a damir, and the fa'il in the sentence is not a damir, it's ism zahir, Allah, right? So you don't say, you can, but you have to change it now, you have to make some new stuff that we didn't take yet, okay? But in what we have now, you can't say, zadallahu, Allah increase you, Allah increase, zadallahu anta. You can't say anta. Anta is a damir, raf. مرفون. But we need a damir nasb, mansub. We need a damir that's maf'ul bi, mansub, right? So the damir nasb for maf'ul bi is ka. And it can't be by itself, it has to be connected to the verb. So you have to connect, you have to say zada ka Allah. You can't say zada Allahu ka. Allahu ka. No, you can't do that. You have to, unless you use iya. But then that's a different structure that we didn't talk about yet. So we're going to stick to this, okay? So you say Zadaka Allahu. So Zada is the fi'l, mm-hmm. Ka is the maf'ul bi, and love al jalala, the expression Allah, is the fa'il, the one who's doing the increasing. What is the increasing, amen? Ilma.
So we said
Zaka
is
Zada
is the fa'il.
Is the fi'l.
I mean, fi'l. I mean, yes.
Naam.
And Allah is the
fa'il.
Naam. And Allah, Lafz al-Jalala, Allah is the fa'il, the one who's doing the action of increasing.
Okay.
And the one who the action happened to has been increased is anta. Anta. Ka. Zadaka. Zadaka Allahu. Ilma. Ya bunayya. Ka is the maf'ul bi. Ka is the maf'ul bi. Tayyib. Tayyib. طيب إنك أحسن طالب ما شاء الله زادك الله علما يا بني ما شاء الله should be used, it's an expression of ta'ajjub, for things that are good. For things that are good. MashaAllah. Something good happened, say MashaAllah. Something bad happened, don't say MashaAllah. Everything is by the will of Allah, right? But when something bad happened, you don't say MashaAllah. Naam, it's the will of Allah, but this is not the place to use this, okay? Something bad happened, somebody died, don't say it's the will of Allah, MashaAllah. Naam, it's the will of Allah, but that's not what you say here. You don't say that. You say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ نَعَمْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَعَى قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَعَى. Or you can say, what else can you say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. طيب. نعم. أَغَسَلْتِ أَغَسَلْتِ قُمْسَانِي يَا أُمِّي أَغَسَلْتِ أَنْتِ قُمْسَانِي يَا أُمِّي. What's the meaning?
You wash my shirt.
Yeah, qamis, my shirt. Have you washed my shirt, ya ummi? She said, na'am, ghasaltuha wa kawaituha. Ghasala, to wash. Kawa means what? To ayn. Wa kawaituha. Khudh hadha al-qamisa. Khudh هذا القميص. Meaning what?
Take this
قميص. طيب سيد says هاتي ذاك يا أمي ذاك أجمل من هذا. هاتي ذاك. What did he say? هاتي ذاك يا أمي. هاتي give me. أعطيني. هاتي means أعطيني. Give me that one يا أمي. ذاك, that one is أجمل من هذا. That one is أجمل, more beautiful than this one. طيب, تدخل مريم. تدخل مريم. مريم enters. She's entering. Okay, she's entering, and she says upon entering what? Assalamu alaikum. Kayfa haluki ya ummi. Wa kayfa haluka ya akhi. Huh? Kayfa haluki? Kayfa haluka anta? Kayfa haluki anti? She responds to her saying, wa alaikum assalam. Ahlan ya binti. Ahlan ya binti. What does that mean? Welcome, my daughter. متى خرجت من المدرسة؟ متى خرجت أنت من المدرسة؟ What does that mean? Yeah, when did you go out from the school? Maryam says, خرجت بعد صلاة الظهر. خرجت بعد صلاة الظهر. I what? After صلاة الظهر. الأم, أين زميلاتك؟ آمنة وفاطمة وسعاد. What does it mean? What's the singular of زميلات? Huh? زميلة. زميلة. والتار مبوتة. زميلة. زميلات. What's the masculine of it? Singular. زميل. And plural? زملاء. نعم. طيب she asks her, أين زميلاتك آمنة وفاطمة وسعاد. She said, أنا ما رأيتهن بعد الصلاة. Meaning what? I did not see them after the صلاة. The says, يا بنتي أخوك حفظ سورة الرحمن. أي سورة حفظت أنت؟ أي سورة حفظت أنت؟ طيب أي, what's the إعراب? The grammatical point of أي. مفعول به. نعم منصوب وعلامة نصبه فتح. أي سورة, what's the إعراب of سورة؟ مضاف إليه مجرور وعلامة جره كسرة. طيب أي سورة حفظت أنت؟ Maryam says, أنا حفظت سورة الحديد وهي أطول من سورة الرحمن. أنا حفظت سورة الحديد. طيب حفظت سورة الحديد. What is the فعل in the فعل in the مفعول به؟ Where's the fail first? Hafiza. Hafiza is the fail. The fail? Two. Anna. Anna hafiztu. And the mafoolun bi? Surata. And what's al-hadidi? Mafoolun bi? Huh? Mudawfun ilayhi. Mudawfun ilayhi. Wa hiya atwalu min surati ar-Rahmani. Wa kadhalika حفظت 16 آية من سورة النبائي من سورة النبائي وكذلك what's that mean and also likewise حفظت 16 آية آية is the معدود is feminine so the number the first part of the number has to be masculine and the second part feminine like the معدود نعم عشرة ستة عشرة آية طيب ما شاء الله إنك طالبة مجتهدة أنا مسرورة بك أذهبت إلى المكتبة اليوم أذهبت إلى المكتبة اليوم طيب ما شاء الله إنك طالبة مجتهدة What is the إعراب of مجتهدة not and the طالبة is منعوت نعم طيب What is the إعراب of طالبة طالبة It's manout in reference to mujtahid. Before that, even if there's no naat there, then what is the i'rab of in the beginning from the beginning of the sentence? Innaka talibatun. Khabru inna. Okay? Innaka inna is akhawat. Min akhawat. I mean inna wa akhawatuha. It makes the ism inna mansub and khabru inna marfu'un. So since the damir is the ism inna, remains the same, right? Innaka and talibatun is marfu'un because it's khabru inna. Khabru inna is marfu'un. I'm sorry, innaki. Innaki talibatun mujtahidatun. So it's the khabru inna and mujtahidun is not for it as man'ut. Ana masruratun biki adhahabti ila al-maktabati al-yawma. Fayyib. طالبة is the خبر of إنّا. كا is the اسم إنّا and طالبة is خبر إنّا. نعم خبر إنّا is مرفوع ولامة رفعه ضمة. طيب عليكم السلام. أذهبت نعم what is that? Okay the meaning of it from يا بنتي. Okay. Okay, we can go back up to line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 line. Maryam, 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 The third statement from the sixth line. Sixth line from the top of this page. Al Ya binti, akhuka hafidha surat al-Rahman. Ayya suratan hafidh ti anti. What is the meaning? Ya binti. Oh my daughter, akhuka hafidha surat al-Rahman. Your brother, memorize surat al-Rahman. Ayya suratan hafidh ti anti. What surat did you memorize? Hafidh ti anti. Anti is for emphasis. Because hafidh ti already means anti, right? So it's just used for extra emphasis. طيب مريم said أنا حفظت سورة الحديد What does it mean? I memorized سورة الحديد وهي أطول من سورة الرحمن What does that mean? And it meaning سورة الحديد is longer than سورة الرحمن. وكذلك حفظت ستة عشرة آية من سورة النبأ. And likewise, I memorized 16 آيات from سورة النبأ. طيب أم says ما شاء الله إنك طالبة مجتهدة. What does it mean? ما شاء الله. Indeed, verily, certainly you are a hard-working, diligent student. أنا مسرورة بك. I am happy with you, pleased with you. أذهبت إلى المكتبة اليوم؟ Did you go to the library today, Maryam? نعم ذهبت. Meaning? Yes, I went. الأم ماذا قرأت هناك? What did you read there, over there, at the library? مريم قرأت مجلة من باكستاني اسمها الإسلام. I read a magazine from Pakistan. اسمها its name is الإسلام. الأم باللغة العربية هي yeah, is it in Arabic language? لا هي باللغة الإنجليزية. لا هي what? It is an English language. الأم ذهبت إلى المديرة. Did you go to the directress? Feminine? لا هي ما جاءت اليوم. Why she didn't go to her? The مدير didn't come today. هي ما جاءت اليوم. الأم لما. Why? Here لما, when it is used in pause form, you're stopping on it at the end, right, by itself, not with a sentence following it. They use ha asakti. Ha asakti means when you're stopping on it, on lima, you're going to put ha there with sukoon. Right? And that's how you read it. Lima. Okay? If you said, why did you go out? Lima kharajti min al-madrasati ba'da salat al-dhuhri, for example. Lima. You're not going to use this ha here. But when you use it by itself, then you're going to put ha. Okay? This is just how they use it. So it's not really much. It's just to pay attention when you see that. It means limada. But this is the form that they're using it. Li with ma. Lima. With ha with sukoon. Maryam, lima. Yani why didn't she come today? Lima. Maryam says, أظنّ أنها ذهبت إلى مكة. مكة, what vowel does it end with? With ثرمبوطة? نعم, the letter is ثرمبوطة. What vowel is it? فتة كسر الضمة. فتة. فتة is منسوب with فتة? نعم. إلى مكة is منسوب. إلى مكة. You say إلى مكتي? No. Why would it be إلى مكتي? Because the preposition, حرف جار, right? Yeah. But he said, no, it's إلى مكة because it's منسوب, he said. It's منسوب? Can a word following a preposition be منسوب? The word following a preposition is مجرور. But this word is مجرور. It's مجرور, it's not منسوب, it's مجرور. It doesn't take kasra because it's ممنوع من الصرفي. ممنوع من الصرفي. It can't take kasra and it can't take tanween. It doesn't take kasra, it doesn't take tanween. Okay, so it's إلى مكة. It's مجرور. حرف جار, it's مجرور. But the sign that is مجرور is not kasra. The sign that is مجرور is فتة because it is from the words that when they are مجرور they take فتة. And those words are the words that are ممنوع من الصرف. Words that are ممنوع من الصرف, when they're مجرور, the sign that they're مجرور is not كسرة, it's فتة. It's فتة. طيب. أظن أنها ذهبت إلى مكة. الأم. أشربتي الشاي? Have you drank any tea? لا. ما شربت. No. I have not drank. Al-Um. She's now speaking to who? Al-Khadimati. She's speaking to the what? The servant. The maid. هاتي الشاية يا ليلى. هاتي, that's the feminine singular form for give me. Masculine singular form is what? It's hati with short vowel. Hati. Feminine hati with a long vowel. Be careful, huh? Don't say to any brother hati. It's just not right to do that to your brother. That's boom. That's not permissible. Well, short vowel is masculine. Hati. If you speak it to a female, to your wife or your daughter, you say hati with a long vowel. Okay, but not that long, but we just exaggerate a little bit to make a clear distinction between hati and hati. Alright? Lil khadimati hati ashaya ya layla. Maryam says, wa hati qita'ta khubzin aydan ya layla. Ana jaw'a. هاتي قطعة خبز مجرور أيضا يا ليلى. Why is it مجرور خبز؟ مضاف مضاف إليه, مضاف إليه تقطع. And قطع, why is it منصوب وفتة؟ Why is it منصوب وفتة؟ How many ways can a word be mansub so far we learned? Ism inna, ism inna wa akhawatuha, and mafulun bi. Huh? Or we saw some mafulun fi, right? Zarf al-zaman or makan. But basically, it has to be one of these things that we learned. Okay? So hati al-shay, qita'ata, hati al-qita'ata, it is the what? Mafulun bi. It's the mafulun bi of the verb hati. هاتي قطعة خبز مجرور أيضا also يا ليلى. أنا جوعى. What is the masculine of جوعى؟ جوعان. And what is the plural of جوعى؟ The plural of جوعى is عطشان, huh? The plural of being hungry is thirsty, mashallah. I don't know even in English language if you can say that. Must be an Italian language or Japanese or something. The plural of jawa'a is what? Jiyaun. Jiyaun. Ala wazn fi'alu. Fi'al. Tayyib. Alhamdulillah.
I must have covered over
him. At least y'all holding on to each other, man. If one of y'all can swim, you can save the other one. Tayyib. Tamarin. Tamarin, exercise. Now. You're on the previous page? What's the beginning of the sentence?
Page 37.
Yeah, page 37. We're on page 37.
Line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from the beginning of the Dars. Maryam. Ana hafizti surat al-hadidi.
So she's referring to herself.
I'm sorry, ana hafiztu.
That's what you were saying.
Now, I said hafizti before?
Yes.
Jazakallah khair. Okay, please. Now, please correct this. Okay, Maryam is speaking about herself. She said, Ana hafiztu Surat al-Hadidi. Now, Jazakallah khair.
And the last line, you can really translate those.
Of the last end of this?
Yeah, well, not the end, but before we got to the maid, a servant, Maryam.
Okay, from the top of page 38, Maryam says, لا هي ما جاءت اليوم. يعني the مدير didn't come today. The mother says, لما? Why? Maryam says, أظن, I think, أنها, that she, ذهبت, she went إلى مكة.
Right.
I think that she went to Mecca. That means I'm not sure, I think. Adhunnu means I'm not sure about something. I think that she went to Mecca. Naam. Ashribti shaya. Mother says, have you drank the tea? Madam says, la. Ma ashribtu. I did not drink. Then the mother says to the khadina, the maid, hati shaya ya Layla. Give me some tea. Ya Layla. And Maryam says also, وَهَاتِي قِطَةَ خِبْزٍ, and give me a piece of bread also, ya Layla. أَنَا جَوَعَى, I am hungry. نعم. لِلْخَادِمَةِ to, in other words, the mother is speaking to the khadima when she said, هَاتِ الشَّايَ ya Layla. Yeah, khadim. Khadimun, khadimatun. Now, think of the term of Uta, khadimun. Servant, masculine. Khadimatun, feminine. Tayyib, tamarin. The first and second exercise is based upon the text, comprehension questions, okay? So we have to answer it from what was mentioned in the text. Tayyib, ayya suratun hafiza sa'idun. Okay, so what do you say? حَفِظَ سَعِيدٌ سُورَةَ الرَّحْمَنِ. طيب, question 2, 2. كَمْ آيَةً مِنْ سُورَةِ النَّبَئِ حَفِظَتْ مَرْيَمُ. حَفِظَتْ مَرْيَمُ 16 آيَةً مِنْ سُورَةِ النَّبَئِ. طيب, مَا اسْمُ الْمَجَلَّةِ الَّتِي قرأتها مريم في المكتبة وبأي لغة هي؟ ما اسم المجلة التي قرأتها مريم في المكتبة؟ What is the name of the magazine which Maryam read in the library? اسم المجلة التي قرأتها مريم في المكتبة الإسلام. بأي لغة, بأي right, بأي لغة هي. What language is it in? هي باللغة الإنجليزية. من ليلى? Who is ليلى? هي الخادمة. الخادمة أو الخادمة؟ القادمة تو. نعم, مبتدأ الخبر, مبتدأ الخبر always مرفون, هي الخادمة تو. Okay, next exercise, التمرين الثاني. ضع هذه العلامة, يعني علامة الصح, check, أمام الجمل الصحيحة, in front of the correct sentences. وهذه العلامة, and this علامة, خطأ, علامة الخطأ, the X, أمام الجمل غير الصحيحة, in front of the sentences which are not correct. Okay? So the first one, ما فرح المدرس بسعيد. It's correct? صحيح or خطأ? خطأ. طيب, number two, مريم جوعا. صحيح or خطأ? صحيح. نعم. She said, give me a piece of bread also because I'm hungry. Number three, خرجت مريم من المدرسة بعد صلاة الظهر. صحيح. سورة الرحمن أطول من سورة الحديد. صحيح خطأ؟ خطأ. نعم, سورة الحديد أطول من سورة الرحمن. طيب, آمنة وفاطمة وسعاد زميلات مريم. صحيح. Why is مريم منسوب بفتة? Well, the first part of the answer should be, it's not mansoob. It's fatta, but I said, why is it mansoob with fatta? The first part of the answer is that it's not mansoob with fatta. Rather, it is majroor. And the sign of it being majroor is fatta. Why? Because it's mamnoom in a sarf. Where is the mamnu on the sarf? If they majrur, they don't take kasra, they take fatha. So we don't say it's mansub fatha, we say it's majrur. And the sign that it's majrur is fatha because it's mamnu on the sarf. It can't take kasra.
How you define
it? We define it as mamnu' min al-sarf, means words that are mamnu', they are prohibited from changing, the full changes. Sarf means to change something. Can't change from fatta, kasra, dhamma. You can only take fatta and dhamma, can't take kasra. And it doesn't change with alif, lam and tanween. It doesn't take tanween. So it's mamnu' min al-sarf, that's the meaning of it. It's prohibited from making some of the changes that nouns are supposed to take. Nouns are supposed to be able to take tanween. It can't take tanween. Nouns are supposed to be able to change from fatta, kasra, to dhamma. It can only go from dhamma to fatta. It doesn't take kasra.
In order for us to, we have to memorize basically these words?
No, there are categories of words that are mamnu' min al-sarf. All feminine proper nouns. All feminine proper nouns are mamnu' min al-sarf. So we know Maryam is a feminine proper noun, is mamnu' min al-sarf. Khadija, Aisha, Zainab, Maryam, all those are mamnu' min al-sarf. Because they're feminine proper nouns. They don't take kasra. That's why you say an Aishati. No. You say an Aishata. You ever read a hadith an Aishati? No. An Aishata. Okay, it's majroor. But because it's mamnu' min al-sarf, it can't take kasra. Okay? So you say an Abi Huraira. An Abi Huraira. It's majroor, right? Abi Huraira. But an Aishata, it's not mansub, it's majroor also, but it's mamnu' min al-sarf. It can't take kasra. Anyway, the categories, okay? We had the categories of mamnu' min al-sarf in book 1. Lesson 13 or 16 or something like that. 21? Oh, that's when we had all of them. But we started taking mamnu' min al-sarf before that. Broken plurals, the broken plurals that are mamnu', some of them are mamnu' min al-sarf. Feminine proper nouns that are mamnu' min al-sarf. But the whole lesson of mamnu' min al-sarf came in the end, yes. What chapter? It's probably 21. It's near the end of the book. Okay, so you can look at the end of book 1, inshallah, you find everything about mamnu' min al-sarf. Fayyib. Okay, exercise number 3. Tamreen al-thalith. Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. Answer the following questions. Notice it says in brackets, right? هذه الأسئلة, هذه الأسئلة, these questions, ليست مبنية على الدرس السابق. They are not based upon the previous lesson, or Dars al-Sadis, the sixth lesson. They're not based upon the sixth lesson. These are just general questions, you can answer them with any answers that make sense. Alright? I ask the question, you give me the answer. أَذَهَبْتَ إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْيَوْمَ أَذَهَبْتَ إِلَى الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْيَوْمَ يَا عَبْدُ الْكَرِيمِ يَا عَبْدَ الْكَرِيمِ
نعم
ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم. طيب.
Said,
did you go to the school today? He said, نعم ذهبت إلى المدرسة. Yes, I went to the school اليوم.
I was thinking about when we use bala, in order to use bala,
has to be a negative question. Bala is only used in a negative question. No, this is not a negative question. This is a regular question. If he said, أَمَا ذَهَبْتَ, now it would be a negative question. But he didn't say, أَمَا ذَهَبْتَ. No, we don't put ma.
If.
Oh, if it was ma, then it would be a negative question. Then you would say, نَعَمْ or بَلَى. نَعَمْ or بَلَى. Type number 2. مَتَى رَجَعْتَ مِنَ الْمَدْرَسَةِ. Or, if you were speaking to your sister, or your wife, or your daughter, مَتَى رَجَعْتِ مِنَ الْمَدْرَسَةِ. نَعَمْ, Musa. رجعت بعد صلاة الظهر. طيب. Or you could complete it a little bit with رجعت من المدرسة بعد صلاة الظهر. But either way, it's correct. You don't have to say من المدرسة, but we want to try to make our sentences as close as possible to the question, so we give more words for practice. Type number 3. أي سورة قرأت أو قرأت بعد صلاة الفجر. أي سورة قرأت بعد صلاة الفجر. نعم أبو بكر.
قرأت سورة
قرأت بعد صلاة الفجر سورة ياسين. ياسين 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 نعم. طيب number four. أي سورة أي منسوب أي سورة حفظت هذا الأسبوع؟ هذا الأسبوع وفتة نعم الأسبوع means the week this week. أي سورة حفظت هذا الأسبوع؟ نعم صلاح الدين طيب حفظت سورة الرحمن هذا الأسبوع نعم just as a note هذا الأسبوع is منسوب if anybody has any idea why because of indication of time when the action took place هذا الأسبوع so the مفعول فيه is هذا and الأسبوع is بدل so it has to be منسوب وفتة بدل نعم طيب طيب فضل you excused ها مفعول فيه نعم مفعول فيه indicating time ظرف الزمان طيب number five بالماء البارد غسلت وجهك أم بالماء الحار بالماء البارد غسلت وجهك أم بالماء الحار نعم which one فضل
موسى غسلت وجهي بالماء البارد
غسلت وجهي بالماء البارد حتى في الشتاء even in the winter in the winter you better use some warm water not hot I said warm نعم يعني حار قليل طيب number six بين البارد والحار يعني بالماء بين البارد والحار يعني in between hot and cold number six من غسل قميصك ومنديلك من غسل قميصك ومنديلك يا عبد الكريم غسلت أمي قميصي ومنديلي هو واش يا هيكتشف ومنديلي نعم طيب exercise number four التمرين الرابع أنف is from مؤنف right make it مؤنف أنف الفاعلة في كل من الجمل الآتية واضبط الضمير بالشكل أنف make the فاعل feminine in each of the following sentences واضبط الضمير and make the ضمير precise exact in its endings بشكلي عليكم السلام طيب so what we're going to do we're going to make the فاعل feminine in the following sentences I'm going to make sure we make the pronoun clear with its voweling طيب طيب the first one أشربت الشاي يا حامد change it to what feminine أشربت تي الشاي يا سعاد okay يا حامد have you drank the tea feminine يا سعاد have you drank feminine have you drank the tea okay okay I'll give you the question I'll give you the first one then ask it you give me the feminine أكتبت الدرس يا علي أكتبت الدرس يا علي أبو بكر أكتبت الدرس يا مريم نعم second one I mean the third one أغسلت وجهك يا أخي أغسلت وجهك يا أخي طالب
أغسلت
We are number three. He said, Arasalti, empty. Wajhaki, your face. Ya ukhti. Ya akhi, ya ukhti. Right? Arasalta, arasalti. Wajhaka, wajhaki. Ya akhi, ya ukhti. Number four. Ayya suratin hafizta, ya bunayya. Ayya suratin hafizta, anta, ya bunayya. Naam. Abu Uthman. نعم أي سورة مجرور مضاف إليه أي سورة حفظتي يا بنتي حفظتي يا بنتي
يا بني ما دي
نعم It's a different form. I can't remember at the moment. Number five. أفهمت الدرس الجديد يا هاشم؟ أفهمت الدرس الجديد يا هاشم؟ نعم. موسى.
أفهمت الدرس الجديد يا مريم؟
نعم. أفهمت الدرس الجديد؟ يا مريم أين ذهبت بعد الدرس يا أخي أين ذهبت بعد الدرس يا أخي نعم إبراهيم
أين ذهبت بعد الدرس يا أخي
نعم أين ذهبت بعد الدرس يا أخي يا أختي يا آمنة السلام طيب exercise number 5 next page exercise number 5 اضبط الضمير بالشكل في كل من الأفعال الواردة في الجمل الآتية طيب make the ضمير precise exact يعني with شكل يعني with voweling in each of the following in each of the verbs that have been mentioned in the following sentences okay the verb we want to make sure what is the voweling of the end of the verb. Do we know yani, what it should be? Okay, this verb is written one way in each one of these sentences. But how we read it, it can be read in four different ways, right? It could be ذهبت, 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 or ذهبت. So we have to know which one it is. Okay, read the first one. Now, Abdul Karim. أنا ذهبت. أنا, you know it has to be to then. أنا ذهبت إلى المطار. What does it mean?
I went to the airport.
I went to the airport. المطار, the airport. Number two. Number two. Salahuddin.
ذهبت إلى الملعب يا يوسف.
نعم. ذهبت إلى الملعب يا يوسف. How do we know it's ذهبت? Because you're talking directly to a single person who's masculine. You're speaking to him. So it has to be ذهبتَ أنتَ يا يوسفُ ذهبتَ إلى الملعبِ What does it mean?
Did you go to the playground?
Or Yusuf? Number three, ثلاثة. نعم, طالب. Yeah, al-mal'ab means the playground, the place where you play. Okay. Yeah, they change some of the words. They change some of the vocabulary sometimes in it. Naam. So, okay, number three. Read it again.
أُبْتِ ذَهَبْتَ ذَهَبْتِ إِلَى
مُسْتَشْفَى طيب, أُخْتِ, my sister, she went. She went, right? My sister, she went. So, if you say she went, do you say ذَهَبْتِ or... ذهبت ذهبت هي ذهبت أختي هي ذهبت إلى المستشفى If you were talking to her يا أختي أنت ذهبت But you're not talking to her You're talking about her نعم إبراهيم number four
أذهبت إلى المكتب يا فاطمة
يا فاطمة
يا فاطمة
يا فاطمة أذهبت إلى المكتبة Al-Maktabati. What's the difference between Maktab and Maktaba?
Maktaba is library and Maktaba is desk. Office.
Say that again.
Maktabatu.
Al-Maktabatu.
Is a library.
Is a library or? Or a bookstore. A bookstore is a Maktaba. No. And Maktab is what? Is a desk.
Or
an office. Each of these words have two distinct meanings. Al-Maktabu, it means a desk that you write on, it means a whole office. And Al-Maktabatu, it means a bookstore where they sell books, or a library where they don't sell books but you go and read, right? So it means both of them. Fine. Naam, adhahabti anti ila al-maktabati ya Fatimatu. Fine, ta'ammal ma yali. They're just showing us to reflect on what? How the verb, the Zahabata can be read four different words, ways. Zahabat, hiya zahabat, anta zahabta, anti zahabti, ana zahabtu. From the context of the sentence, we can know which one it is, right? As we just did in the previous exercise. Okay, exercise number 7 is also for reflection. Ta'ammal, al-mithalain, al-atiyain. Contemplate or reflect upon, look at carefully and consider the two following examples. Two questions, which each of them could be answered in one of two ways, right? The first question is an affirmative, and the second question is a negative. Okay, in the affirmative we say naam wa la, and in the negative we say bala or naam. Okay, if you want to affirm, you say naam. If you want to affirm what was said, you say naam in a normal sentence. In a negative sense, if you want to affirm, you also say naam. You say naam, I didn't do it, or I didn't go. Huh? If you want to negate the normal question, you say la. If you want to negate a negative question, you say bala. You want to negate. If somebody says, are you not a Muslim? You don't want to agree with that, you want to negate that. So you say bala. You say bala. Rather, I am a Muslim. Okay? So here's the question. Afahamta ad-darsa ya Ali? This is a regular question. So if he wants to affirm, he's going to say, Naam, fahimtu. Yes, I understood it. Or if he wants to negate it, did you understand? He wants to say, no, I didn't understand. He said, La, ma fahimtu. La, ma fahimtuhu. Okay? In the negative question, afahimta darsa ya Aliyu? Did you not understand the lesson, ya Ali? I don't want to agree with that. I don't want to say, yeah, I didn't understand it. I want to negate that negation. I want to say I did understand. So I say, Bala, fahimtu. Rather, I did understand it. Okay, but if you want to agree, Ama fahimta ad-darsa, you want to agree with that? You didn't understand? You would say, Naam, ma fahimtu. Naam, I didn't understand it. Did you not understand it? You say, Naam, I did not understand it. I agree. I did not understand it. But if you did understand it, say you didn't understand it, you say, Bala. I did understand it. Bala, fahamtu. Okay, so this is something you just got to practice with, that's all. Get used to it. We don't have it like this in English, but it's like that. Okay, be careful with naam. If it's a regular question, use naam to affirm. And if it's a negative question, use naam to affirm the negation that's in the question. Tayyip. Number 8 is the use of these terms, okay? Hati. أسئلة مناسبة للأجوبة الآتية. Give me أسئلة مناسبة. Appropriate, suitable questions. للأجوبة, for the answers that follow. They gave you the answers, we want questions. Okay, give me a question for the first answer. نعم, Abdul Karim.
أشربت الماء.
أشربت الماء. Answer? Naam, sharibtu. Okay, naam, sharibtu. Give me a question for the next one. Naam, katabtu. Abu Bakr. Akatabta ad-darsa al-yawma? Naam, katabtu. Number 3. Bala ra'ituhu. Bala ra'ituhu. You know when bala comes, it has to be a negative question, right? Naam. Yeah, bala is only used. You can't use bala with a normal question. It has to be a negative question. Naam, you can use with either type of question. Okay, la, you can only use with a regular question, affirmative question. And bala can only be used with a negative question. As far as naam, it could be used with either one. Naam, Ibrahim. أما رأيت الإمام اليوم بلا رأيته. Did you not see the Imam today? بلا, I did see him. نعم. Next page, 41. Question number 4. Okay, what's the question for this? نعم ما رأيته. He's agreeing to the negation, right? نعم ما قرأت هذا الكتاب في بلدي. What's the question? نعم موسى.
أما قرأت هذا الكتاب
في بلدك right. أما قرأت negation. أما قرأت هذا الكتاب في بلدك. He said نعم. He's agreeing. أما قرأت, he's agreeing. نعم ما قرأت هذا الكتاب في بلدي. طيب بلا نعم بلا. This is also going to be a negative question, right, Abu Bakr?
أما
سمعت. Did you not fast the adhan? Oh, سمعت. I'm sorry, I didn't hear. أما سمعت الأذان. هذا اسمه سمعت. أما سمعت الأذان. بلا سمعت الأذان. Did you not hear the adhan? Bala, I don't agree with this. I didn't hear it. Rather, I did hear it. That means I'm not in agreement with this negation in this question. Ama sami'ta? Bala sami'tu. Rather, I did hear it. طيب لا ما سمعت الأذان. لا ما سمعت الأذان. Is this a negative question or a regular question? A regular question, because لا is only used with a regular affirmative question, and ba is only used with a negative question. As far as naam, it can be used with either one, affirmative or negative. Naam, you have one? Talib, naam. Naam, أسمعت الأذان؟ لا, ما سمعت الأذان. Naam, يا بنية. Last one, who wants it? لا, ما ضربت هذا الولد. Naam, موسى. أضربت هذا الولد؟ لا, ما ضربت هذا الولد. What if we want to replace هذا الولد with a pronoun? What would it be? What would the answer be? أضربت هذا الولد. We want to change هذا الولد for a pronoun. The mere. What would it be? أضربت هذا الولد. No, I'm saying the answer. What would the answer be? If we don't want to say هذا الولد, we want to change the in the answer. ما ضربته. لا, ما ضربت الولد. ما ضربته. طيب, number 9. Okay, this is the use of pronouns, right? Who and ha and whom and hunna. We have a few minutes, okay? So we'll try to do some of it, and then you'll complete the rest of it for homework. Number 9 and 10 and 11 and 12 and 13. Oh, and 14, and 15, 16, 17, 18. Now, we're not going to finish all that for homework. Anyway, write out the ones we did in the class and try to do some of the following exercises. So, when we come to class, we'll be ahead. Inshallah, next class, hopefully, we can finish this. Okay? It says, اقرأ الأمثلة ثم أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا الضمائر. اقرأ الأمثلة. What does that mean? Alaykum salam. Read. The examples. ثم أجب عن الأسئلة. Then answer the questions. الآتية. The following questions. مستعملا الضمائر. Using which ضمائر? Who and whom for masculine, and ها and هن for feminine. Okay. You have to distinguish between masculine and feminine, and singular and plural. All right. For example. Okay. These are the examples. أرأيت Hamidan, naam, ra'aytu, hu. Hamidan is replaced by what? Hu. Walaykum salam. Ara'ayta Hamidan wa Hishaman wa Aliyan, naam, ra'aytu, هم plural right third one أرأيت زينب نعم رأيت ها replacing زينب singular feminine right أرأيت أمس أرأيت زينب أرأيت زينب نعم رأيتها أرأيت زينب وآمنة وسعادة نعم رأيتهن جمع مؤنث right Feminine plural. Okay, first one. I'll give you the question, you give me the answer. أرأيت الطلاب الجدد؟ نعم, عبد الكريم.
نعم, أرأيتهم.
نعم, رأيتهم. Masculine plural. أرأيت, maybe it could be feminine. Yeah, أرأيت المديرة وأختها وبنتها؟ نعم, رأيتهن. أرأيت المدرسة؟ أرأيت المدرسة؟ okay. نعم رأيتها المدرسة؟ somebody say رأيتها نعم رأيته المدرسة is منصوب مفعول به منصوب فتى اسمها؟ It's مفعول به منصوب فتى أرأيت المدرسة نعم رأيته طيب أين رأيت أختك أمسى should be أين رأيت أختك مريم أختك مريم oh no it's not it's your sister أين رأيت أختك مريم مريم is better أين رأيت أختك مريم Where did you see your sister مريم Where did you see not, She's not talking to مريم She's asking about your sister whose name is مريم رأيتها في المسجد أو في البيت أو في السوق نعم طيب أرأيت سيارة المدير رأيت سيارة المدير نعم رأيتها أين رأيت الأطباء يا علي أين رأيت الأطباء يا علي رأيتهم في المستشفى not في المستشفى في حرف جر مستشفى ألف مكسورة طيب ألف ممدودة نعم طيب متى رأيت المديرة يا يونس متى رأيت المديرة يا يونس
رأيته بعد صلاة الفجر
أرأيت آمنة أو أرأيت could be آمنة وخديجة وبريرة استأذان